It's ironic, isn't it, how both things can be in the same story.
He had come here and told us
the story. And he told this story, and Steve, you got to stop giggling, or I'll giggle all the way through. But he was sitting here, and Erich, of course, turns to him and says, "So, Eugene, how'd you find out about Father?" And Eugene goes, "Oh, God, I don't think you want to hear it." And he goes, "No, no, we want to hear it." "Yeah, but it's not the sort of story to tell in front of people. I mean, you really want to hear it? It's about a woman." And Erich goes, "Yeah, of course. What is there? His ways are unfathomable." So he tells us this story. Eugene was from New York, and he was madly in love with this woman. And they were ready to get married. He just thought of her night and day. They decide that they'll not only, you know, get married and have live happily ever after, but they'll even work together. So they open up a clothing shop. And he keeps saying, "When will you marry me?" And she keeps saying, "Well, let's let the business get better, you know, on its feet." And he says, "No, but time is going by." "No, no, just let's wait." So time goes by, and they have this business. And one day, he comes back to the apartment where they were staying, and everything's like packed up. And she goes, "Hey, I'm leaving. This is it. I have another fellow I've fallen in love with. So just the whole thing's over."
Oh, God.
That's exactly what he said, Erich. How did you know? And he says, "No, no, you're kidding. What are we going to do? The business and everything." She goes, "Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not staying here. The whole thing is off. We can divide the profits of the business, but I don't even want you in partnership with the business. Everything's over. Goodbye." And she takes her suitcase, leaves everything, locks up, and goes. And Eugene is just, as you said, like desperate, because all his thoughts, his heart, and everything has been living this, his life, what it's going to be with this woman. So he goes wandering on the streets of New York. Time passes, and of course, she's gone off, signed the papers, the business is finished. He is in such a state of mind that, you know, he's not even in a position of, like, getting an attorney, trying to get money out of her. He just says, "Take it all. I don't want anything to do with you. Goodbye." So he's wandering the streets, and time has gone by, and now he really has no money because she's taken everything. So he notices, well, the place is being sold, their clothing shop. And he notices now it's empty. And then all of a sudden he notices somebody else is taking it over. It's being refurbished into something else. So he's feeling down and out, and he goes in, and he sees this tall, big man there. And he says, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you going to make this shop into?" He says, "I'm going to make it into an ice cream parlor. You want a job?" And he tells him the story how actually it was his girlfriend who had owned the place. He had been a partner. She dropped him high and low. He has no place to stay, no friends in New York, no work. He doesn't know where the next meal is coming from. So the owner who's setting up the ice cream shop says, "Hey, man, I'll take you in. Come on. You can help me. I'll give you a job in the ice cream shop. In the meantime, you can help me get it ready for the opening. You'll have a place to stay. There's even like a little place in the back." So he starts helping him clean it up, set it up, and it opens, and it's an ice cream parlor. And people come in and everything. Now, it so happens that the timing is that a few weeks after the opening of the ice cream parlor, it's February 25th. The man who owns the ice cream shop owner is a bottle lover, and he tells Eugene, "You know, tomorrow is the birthday of my master, so anybody who wants to come in gets a free ice cream cone." So he says, "Wow, this is strange." And Eugene is still not knowing what to do with his life because he's still like kind of left high and dry. I mean, he's got a place to live, he's got a job, but his mind and heart is still with this woman.
He's haunting her.
He's haunted by him. He can't sleep at night. He wakes up thinking of her. What's she doing? Is she really going to, did she really stay with this other guy? Maybe she dropped him. Maybe she'll come back to me. He just doesn't know. He's obsessed with her. So they have the next day the whole place, they're decorating, and it's Baba's birthday. People come in off the street, they're all getting free ice cream cones.
Some people who were here when you were telling that they had also
been there to the shop for free ice cream. And that's where they first found out about Baba. Yeah. So the day goes by, and finally the owner says, okay, now you can relax, you know, you've helped me clean it up. And Eugene, the owner's sort of off, and Eugene goes to the back portion of the ice cream parlor, which was really set up in a nice way. Not only were there tables, but there was kind of like chairs and little tables, so you could kind of relax. So he sits himself into this like kind of big rocking chair, and the girl is just like going through his mind. And he looks around, and you know, there's balloons and happy birthday and all this stuff. And he's just like totally depressed. He just thinks his life can't go on. And he sits down and he says, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Is this Baba really God? I just don't know what to do with my life. I'm ready to just throw in the towel, give up. I just want to die. God, you've got to help me. You just got to give me some sign. And he throws out his hand like in desperation. And it hits the table. And on the table is a book.
No, it hits on a book.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. His hand hits the book on the table. And he kind of feels it. And he thinks, pick up the book. You've got to get your mind off of it. And he looks up. And there it is. Meher Baba's Discourses. And he opens it up. And it's on, what is the avatar? What is love? And there's Baba's picture. And in the old discourses, you know, it's that picture of Baba where he's smiling. I think it's Chase Manhattan Studios. And he's just smiling at Baba. And he looks down and he says, okay, Baba, you've given me the answer. You're the one. And it just, everything dissipated. So he turns to Eric, he goes, so, hey, man, I know this isn't the usual story, but like a woman brought me to Baba.
But where did the book come from?
Because the owner, now there is again an epilogue to the story, too. The woman brought him to Baba through his desperation, but the owner of the bookshop, some of you may know who it is, his name is Baba Chick.
Oh,
and
man.
He's this big fellow who lives in Hawaii.
Yes.
Baba Chick at that time opened up the ice cream shop in New York and opened it up at the time of Baba's birthday, gave out free ice cream cones to anybody who walked in that day, and had like Baba books on the back portion of his ice cream shop so that people would find out about Baba. And that day that Eugene told the story, Baba Chick wasn't here, but other people were here who had gotten a free ice cream cone and found out about Baba. But a few weeks later, in strolls Baba Chick.
Really?
And they had like a reunion that they hadn't seen each other for years and years and years.
Unfathomable, I didn't
see. Unfathomable.
It could just be a matter of a second, just like that with me, just like that. All of a sudden, you're just.
Yeah, from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, just a change.
Yeah.